Yes, Jimmy Savile's name did come up during the inquiry, but it was more of an inference than a specific allegation.
Can I just clarify what that meant? What does an inference mean?
Well, what we were told was that he was a regular visitor to Haute de la Garenne and to other homes on the island. And we were also told by a national newspaper that they had asked him to assist us with the inquiry and that he had refused. But that was very much a moot point at the time because we hadn't asked him to assist. And as I say, although we were given a photograph which purported to show him at Haute de la Garenne, there was really nothing in the photograph and there was not even enough there to question him at the time.
Right, so there was no direct allegation at the time?
No.
Right, but he subsequently turns out he was at the home.
It would appear so, and it would appear as if he was there several times, along with other care homes on the island as well.
Yeah, and so you're convinced now that he could have abused or did abuse children there?
Well, there are a number of reasons why. I mean, at the time we obviously had suspicions, but there just wasn't any evidence. But now I know for a fact that at least four, perhaps five, people have come forward to say that they were assaulted by this man at Haute de la Garenne, and it's certainly consistent with the pattern of events of what was going on in Jersey at that time.
As far as you're aware, that the handful that you mentioned earlier of former residents who've now made allegations against Jimmy Savile, are they men and women?
Yes, I believe so, although I think the majority of them are actually women. I think there's only one male, but I think the majority of them are women, and I know that they've been in contact with solicitor who's representing the victims.
So just to clarify, you are convinced now that Jimmy Savile assaulted children at Haute de la Garenne?
Yes, because I have to believe that the evidence that has come forward now. So yeah, I'm convinced the victims are telling the truth. I was convinced the victims were telling the truth in 2008.
Based on your experience then, how could somebody like Jimmy Savile do what he's done and not be brought to task while he was alive? How can he assault so many people and get away with it?
Well, because he chose his victims very, very carefully. In the main, and I go back to Jersey again, and in the main, the people that he was, that others like him, and apparently he were choosing in Jersey were vulnerable children, many of whom were in care homes because of trouble with the law. They were labelled as troublemakers, they were labelled as liars, and these people wouldn't have been believed if they had told the truth.
The very fact, if we're led to believe now, the very fact that Jimmy Savile travelled to Jersey for this purpose, what does that say about him and his behaviour?
Well, it marks him out as a predator, and if the allegations are true, as I believe, and I have to believe them, I've seen the evidence, I've seen some of the ladies in the UK being interviewed. I've spoken to, been in touch with a solicitor and who's representing the victims in Jersey. I believe them. I believe the victims, just as I say I believed them in 2008. It says that this man was a merciless predator, but a very crafty one as well.